It's now time for the postgame show on KOA Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Well, let's talk about this one a little bit and let you get on your way. The Wimberley Texans win the football game here tonight, 45-7. This is how it went down. It was Cade Stover catching a 31-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks with one. With 10:49 left to play in the first quarter. Nick Coles' extra point made it Wimberley 7 and Llano nothing. Gavin Martinez then got into the act, scoring a 30-yard touchdown on a pass from Weeks. Coles' extra point with 6:42 left to play in the first quarter gave Wimberley a 14-0 lead. That was the score after the first quarter. Texans then scored 21 unanswered in the second quarter. Stover with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Weeks. Coles' extra point with 10:44 left to play in the second gave Wimberley a 21-0 lead. The Texans then pushed it to 28-0 when Gavin Martinez caught a 77-yard touchdown pass from Weeks. Coles' extra point with 9:15 remaining in the first half made Wimberley a 28-0. Gave them a lead at that point by a score of 28-0. And then Wyatt Mann got in the act with a 15-yard touchdown pass from Weeks, followed by Coles' extra point. That came with 7:19 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley led 35-0. That's where we stood at halftime. Neither team scored in the third quarter here tonight. And then Wimberley scored the first points of the second half when Mann scored his second touchdown of the night. This one on a 37-yard JoJo Weeks touchdown pass. That was touchdown pass number 6 for JoJo. So JoJo comes over here and hangs a half a dozen touchdown passes on the Llano Yellow Jackets here tonight. That's a pretty good night as a quarterback. Coles with the extra point with 8:40 left to play. Wimberley led 42-0. Then Llano managed to hit a big pass play and get down there close, and it was Josh Solis on a 3-yard run up the middle. Diego Garcia's extra point with 6:39 left to play made it Wimberley 42 and Llano 7. Texans then got a late field goal. Nick Coles, 22-yard field goal with 1:45 left to play in the ballgame. Wimberley, that's the final points of the ballgame, 45-7. The Texans come away with the victory, and we bring in Jared Robinson now for his final thoughts. And Jared, big ball game next week, and Texans will start looking at that game probably already. As I see the Texans over there gathered, they're probably already setting their sights on Navarro coming to town next week for essentially will be for the district championship.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Obviously, you got a game that you really came out and dominated tonight just all around. It was a game that you you kind of knew coming into it that you probably should win. Obviously, not one that you can pass over. It's a district game, so it means something. But at the same time, obviously, coming out hot, putting up the early 35-0 lead. Coach Warren pretty happy with what him and his offense and his defense were able to accomplish. JoJo ends up with 352 yards, 6 touchdowns.
That's pretty good night.
Adds 5 rushing yards. Total offense of Wimberley. Zach Peterson's got it, 510 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a field goal by Coles added to it to take the 45-7 win. So, you know, it's one of those days that when you're clicking on all cylinders, Wyatt Mann, 2 touchdowns. Gavin Martinez, 2 touchdowns. Cade Stover, 2 touchdowns. So you're it's tough to guard this group of receivers for the Wimberley Texans when they're that deep. It's, you know, no high school teams has three cornerbacks that can cover guys like this when JoJo's throwing the ball like he did tonight. Just impossible to guard them all.
Yeah, he was throwing darts all over the place. Thanks so much, Jared. We'll see you next Friday night. How about that?
I will be there. I would like to say with bells on, but I will not be with bells on, but I will be.
I will have bells on, by the way.
Home game. Everybody show up. Come on out.
I got a feeling that'll be a tough ticket to have. Well, this one is a wrap, so let's send everybody on their way. The Wimberley Texans will leave Llano again tonight with a big district win, beating the Yellow Jackets by a score of 45-7. Texans now 7-1 overall and 2-0 in district play. Llano falls to 3-5 overall and 0-2 in district play. Our game tonight was brought to you by our title sponsor, Seton Medical Center Hayes, by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and in Wimberley, Spring Water, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, Five Star ER, Stevens and Malone, Chang's Hapkido Academy, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles of Wimberley. With the win tonight, Texans now, as we said, can look forward to next Friday night when Navarro will come over to Texan Stadium and play a game between a pair of teams who are undefeated in district play. The game next Friday night will likely determine this year's district champion. Stands will be packed. Fall is in the air. Can't hardly wait for that one, and we sure hope that you will join us again. Airtime 7:15, kickoff at 7:30. You can go ahead and get your game phases on right now if you want for that one. Once again, our final tonight from Llano, Wimberley 45, Llano 7. Thanks to Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson for their great work as always. Until next Friday night in Wimberley, I'm Mike Blackwell, and this has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, friends.
Thanks for listening to Wimberley Texan Football on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM and streaming online at wimberleyradio.org and the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.